Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The other day, just before I'tikaf, I came across a rounded number. Maulana was mentioning the number of hours in the year, the number of weeks in a person's lifetime. If they live quite long, they might have 4,000 weeks in their whole life. Now, the solar calendar, 52 weeks in a year, if we round it off to 50, and we then multiply this by 10, if you live for 10 years, you have 500 weeks. And if you multiply it by 20, you have 1,000. So, if you think of it like this, these are all just different ways of realizing how short life is. Now, of these weeks, how many are going to be the weeks of Ramadan? Just today, yesterday, we received news of a car crash in which three young people pass away in their state of fasting. Allah forgive them and grant patience to their family and friends. This is a constant thing. And so we become complacent. This is why, you know, it was the position of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah that it's makruh. Let's get the context here. It's makruh to stay in the Haramain for too long. Not because it's not virtuous. Who can doubt the virtue of the two Harams? Imam Abu Hanifa himself, he stayed in Medina Munawwara for a day, and then he wanted to leave. He stayed for another day upon the insistence and persistence of local people and ulama. Then he wanted to leave. Then he stayed for a third day. He says, I have to go now. And the reason? He hadn't visited the bathroom while he was there. He did not want to fulfill the call of nature in a place upon which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam might have set foot. Imam Malik lived in Medina. Do you know that he never ever fulfilled the call of nature in Medina? He would leave every time he needed to go to the bathroom. Adab. And so the idea that you shouldn't stay in the haram too long was not because there isn't virtue, but because we are not capable of respecting that virtue. And I would say, Allah forgive us all, it's the same when it comes to the masajid. You know, subhanallah, with this short life, in Surah Hadid just now, we were listening to the verse, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ فَقَسَدْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Has the time not come for the believers that they humble themselves for the dhikr of Allah and that which has been revealed from the truth? And they are not like those before them who were given the book. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ. Then the time became long, meaning the time of initial revelation and iman, and then they won't return to the book. And so what happened? فَقَسَدْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts became hard. So the Quran is saying, don't be like those people. Has the time not come? So we need to ask ourselves, has the time not come? When is the time going to come? You know, these precious moments, and I think to myself daily, for example, the hour after iftar and isha, my young friends in i'tikaf, you can have your munchies, Allah bless you, absolutely, but why the conferring and conversing? Why the obsession, my dear friends, young sons of Islam, with the screen of the mobile phone? Why? Imam, in fact, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was out in Medina Munawwara. He would keep an eye on the situation in Medina Munawwara, on his people, on his ra'iyya, the people he was responsible for, and he felt answerable for. It was Ramadan, and he heard the noise of people returning after what? In Ramadan, after the Qiyam, the Tarawih prayer, in the early part of the night. And he made a comment, and he said, that which people sleep through is more virtuous than that which people wake up for. Again, I'm speaking to my young Mu'takif brothers here in particular, and to all my Muslim brothers and sisters listening. Because alhamdulillah, through the fadl of Allah, we perform our Tarawih prayer. But what about those few rakats of tahajjud prayer before suhoor? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, whatever you want to manage. It's open. There's different numbers. Yes, 8 rakats are established. Various numbers, but you can perform any. It's being there in that moment. You can look, let me explain this. Let me try to explain. Allah give me tawfiq. Look, it's not about the number of rakats. It's not, you know, that kind of ibadat. It's not the formality of it. It's about the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's about having that moment. And so, you know, what are the barriers? Now, everyone's awake at that time because of suhoor as well, for example, and many people, the mu'takifin, for example, you have time on your hands, so at night it's easy that suhoor is easy, is early. It's not a long night. So what's preventing us? There could be various factors. One is simply that we don't realize that the virtue of the last part of the night is throughout the year. A caller calls on Allah's behalf. Is anyone asking for forgiveness that I may forgive him? Anyone want risk that I can give it to him? Young man was worrying about his marriage. Allah make it easy for young people to marry. And those who are separated, Allah bring their hearts together. Those who are in marriage but they don't get on. So basically, where are those du'as? When are those moments? These are the moments. Do you know, in the tafsir of Surah Yusuf, what happens is, when everything is out in the open, and the brothers, abashed, ashamed, embarrassed, they have to acknowledge to their father, elderly, dear father, Ya'qub alayhi salam, that yeah, it was us that made Yusuf disappear, put him into the well, it was us that did all this, and now look where Allah's put Yusuf, alayhi salatu wasalam. So when it all came out in the open, what happened? Ya'qub alayhi salam, they asked him to do istighfar for them. And what did he say? He didn't raise his hands and start doing dua. He says, Sa'astaghfiru lakum rabbi. He says, I will do istighfar for you. Why the will? Why not instantly? The Mufassireen say that he was waiting for the moment of ijaba. And that was the latter part of the night. In fact, if you read about the famous dua, you get the impression Allah loved the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam, which Allah accepted and gave him Yahya in his old age. Because Allah mentions it in so much detail. Beautiful, the opening verses of Surah Maryam, إِذْ نَعَدَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا, and in Surah Al Imran as well. This beautiful dua and the etiquette of it, when did he make it? The Mufassirin say he made it in the latter part of the night. So the last thuluth of the night, my brothers, these are the opportunities. Tonight is the 26th night for us. For others, for many people, it's the 27th. The point is, it could be tonight. And every night is precious. So let's not waste and while away these moments. Yes, we get it. Now, I was saying one reason is simply because we don't realize what we're losing out on. Another reason is because, you know, when you're young and you might feel, I'm saying this to everybody, you might feel self-conscious. The ulama say, it's just a metaphor, so don't take it too literally, but they say that initially, ibadat is, first it's riya, then it's adat, and then it's ibadat. Meaning you go through these phases. Meaning initially, you feel self-conscious that people are watching me and they'll say and they'll think, and so you get the sense that this is riya. It's not. You have to get through that. In fact, if your waswasa, your nafs tells you, your shaitan says to you that this is riya, then say, I'm going to do riya if this is what it costs. I'm going to break through this barrier as well. Do we understand? Yeah? And then it becomes a routine. So you don't care what people think, but the heart isn't really focused. This is adat. And then there's the level where you really do link up and it becomes ibadat for the sake of Allah. So I'm saying to the young folk, it doesn't matter if people are watching you, raising your hands and doing dua or doing a long sajda. And we shouldn't be looking around. I mentioned this, I think, was it yesterday or the day before? That, you know, fudulun nadhar and ma la ya'ni. Let's not be preoccupied with what he's doing and such a body's doing. But we should be preoccupied with ourselves. We've got too much to concern ourselves with. We've got too much on our own plates. Yes or no? Yes? So, let us see the first safs of the masjid occupied in those latter moments. Yes? Yes? Those couple of rakats, inshallah. Those few rakats of prayer. And the more the better. MashaAllah, on a positive note, I don't want to come across as being, I'm loving being here, alhamdulillah, with all the brothers in the i'tikaf. Allah accept everyone's ibadat, and we're hearing the sort of hum, like the buzzing of bees, as is mentioned, of tilawat 24/7 virtually. It's a good thing, alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala accept everybody. But the point is, this complacency, you know, it's eating away our lifeblood, which is our time. And Ramadan, who knows, tomorrow, next year, who knows? You know, not a day goes by when I don't remember certain people who used to be in i'tikaf every year, and they're not here with us now. They've left this dunya in Glasgow. So this is the point. And so who knows how long we have? And so these precious moments, we ought to seize them. Yes? And to be clear, about the phones thing as well, I'm not making assumptions about anybody. People use their phones to read Quran, whatever. But the point is, we have to acknowledge, don't we, that we can try a little bit harder as well, inshallah. Yeah? So I'm focusing on reminding myself and you about two particular moments in the 24-hour clock. One is the time before Maghrib and Isha. Now, if it's difficult at that time, for various reasons, not to do tilawat, if it's difficult to do or nafl prayer, then we must sit in silence or just in our own reflections. It's about being in our own world. And our faces, and let me say this very clearly, you know, the penny needs to drop. They are a distraction for each other. So let's not make eye contact with each other unnecessarily in itikaf. This might sound strange to you, but it's actually true. Our Shaykh, rahimahullah ta'ala, he was very particular about this. Very particular about it. He would say that even congregational ibadat is individual ibadat, in the sense that you're standing before Allah, it doesn't matter who's on your right and left. It's between you and Allah. So even in the congregation, there's isolation. Do we understand this? Yeah? And so, and iftar time, when you're sitting with the dates in front of you, don't look across and sort of smiles and winks and what have you. It's not necessary. Down, down. We should be so absorbed in our own world that we barely know what's happening around us. Now, the mashayikh would be careful about this kind of advice because people would, they would immediately respond. In our day today, we're so far from this spiritual reality that we need to be woken up and brought into it. May Allah grant me tawfiq. So this verse, alam ya'ni, in fact, was it yesterday, the day before? This other verse, awalam nu'ammirkum ma yatadhakkaru fihi man tadhakkar وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. It's a verse which can shake you up. Allah Ta'ala says in this verse, and I'll close with this, did we not give you life enough for the one who wanted to take heed to take heed? And the warner has come to you. Now, how much life is enough to remember Allah? Do you know, ulama, there are various opinions. Is it 40? Is it 33? Is it 30? Your shabab is between 15 and 30, according to some of the muhaddithin, by the way. So you've lost your youth if you pass 30. You can deceive ourselves as much as we like. So how much life is enough? The rajih opinion is that it's becoming baligh. When you enter into puberty, Allah has given you life enough to wake up. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. The warner has come to you. Who is the warner? The Qur'an? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? One opinion is that it's white hair. So if you begin to become grey, then the warner has come. Then the bell is ringing now. You know, time to turn away from the dunya towards the akhirah. So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everybody here the khair of the dunya and the khair of the akhirah. But these moments of Ramadan, these days and nights, they are moments for sort of withdrawing ourselves from that normal day-to-day sort of material grime which soils our hearts and minds and thoughts. We need to move out of that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. So inshallah, is everybody going to perform a few rakats of tahajjud prayer tonight, inshallah? Inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina. So as we rise, then please let's rise with silence. Jazakumullah.